Good morning. It is 10:29 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, president of the chamber, joined by
Emma Brooks, event and communication coordinator.
We're pretty excited that we get to talk food now.
Yes.
So we are here with Gulshan. I said it wrong, and I asked Gulshan Kumar from the Rangoli Grill. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're so good. Glad to have you here. It's so good to see you. It's been a while.
Yes.
So you have something interesting to talk about today because you are from the Rangoli Grill. So we'll have you give a quick rundown of the Rangoli Grill, and then we'll talk about some potential franchisee opportunities.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you to the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce and WCAP for having me on the show. My name is Gulshan Kumar, and I'm the co-founder, along with my wife Rashmi, who is the executive chef of the restaurant. Rangoli Grill is a fast casual Indian dining concept, and we provide flavorful, healthy meals in a ready-to-serve format. It follows the well-understood assembly line model with prepared dishes in plain sight, and that removes the intimidation factor of trying a new or a less familiar cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
You as a customer essentially make your selections according to your taste and dietary requirements. Therefore, we cater to meat lovers, vegetarians, vegans, and those looking for gluten-free options. And it's value-priced and yet fast to suit today's busy lifestyle.
So great. And you're located right over on Cornerstone.
We are in Cornerstone Square in Westford, Massachusetts.
So people are out shopping for the holidays and they need a quick, healthy meal. So you're located for that.
That's exactly right.
So you told us about your concept and it sounds awesome, but can you tell us what makes it attractive for a potential franchisee?
So, Emma, there are several reasons why a Rangoli Grill would be an attractive option. Let me highlight just the top three reasons that make us unique. For those who are looking to open a food establishment in this growing fast casual market. First of all, we are entering the market at a time when people's habits are changing towards eating healthy. Mm-hmm. They are seeking variety, and yet speed is important. This segment of the restaurant business is estimated approximately at about $30 billion and growing double digits. So as a franchisee, you are becoming part of a ground floor opportunity and catching the trend on the upswing. And related to that, of course, is that the Indian food popularity is growing. There is a recognition around the inherent nutritious value of Indian food. There's market statistics and experts who are looking at Indian food as being on the cusp of going mainstream. The second reason is that we have standardized and streamlined the operations, making it easy for a franchisee to run this business either as a owner-operated model or at an arm's length investor. And among other things, and this is really important, you are not held hostage to an Indian chef, eliminating a huge business risk. And thirdly, what I'd like to say is that the model adapts very well to existing sites for rapid conversion and therefore potentially reduced capital requirements. So those are some of the top reasons why we think that a Rangoli Grill option would be a great option for franchisees to explore.
Yeah, that sounds excellent. So what stage are you in terms of readiness to expand through a franchising model?
So, Danielle, we've been in business now for over 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you very
That's
much.
Amazing. Time flies.
Our 30-year anniversary in October.
Oh, my gosh.
we have a location in Westford, Massachusetts. And during that period, we have focused on creating a turnkey system for franchisees and building the brand through several initiatives. So, for example, we have a strong relationship with Whole Foods Market locally.
Mm-hmm.
They completed their due diligence of not only our food items, but also our processes before signing us up as a supplier. And having that independent seal of approval, you know, confirmed the quality of our food and our infrastructure. We built a business model that can now be replicated. All aspects of the business have been field tested, and we have completed all the legal formalities that are required as a franchisor and are registered in most states to offer the franchise. So we are ready to move as fast as a franchisee would like us to.
Wow, that's you guys have
and
done your work.
We're actively seeking partners.
When you started the business, did you have that in mind, that you wanted to franchise it? Or
it's interesting you say that. That was actually a very key part. Because when we opened the doors, even though we are a single location, we have always behaved as if we are a franchise. And that means brand building. That means a consistent quality of food and service. And so we have kept very, very close to those principles and made sure that our employees internalize those same principles.
It's pretty amazing all that you've done in 3 years. That's why I asked if you had that in mind the whole time.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, can you tell us specifically what do the franchisees get when they sign up?
So, Emma, the franchisees, first of all, have us, the founders of the concept, by their side all the way, from startup help through their entire operating years. If you think about the startup, we have put together a very structured 50 hours of training. And as you get ready for your launch and grand opening, we are by your site with our on-site presence. So that's to get you going. As you move forward, we will provide you all the tools to run the operation efficiently and effectively. We have negotiated pricing with approved suppliers for products and services, and we continue to provide ongoing training and support throughout the relationship, and once again, with direct access to the founders. And in today's day and age, digital market is extremely important. Marketing is really critical. So we actually have a digital marketing platform ready to use for our franchisees, including our website, Facebook account, Twitter, Instagram, and very soon Snapchat, which seems to be the growing platform that people are beginning to use more and more. And really, it's a great opportunity for franchisees to play an important part in building the brand, because we are in the early stages of that development. And last but not least, what the franchisees get is very competitive commercial terms to start the business.
Wow, you've done your homework.
I know. Sounds so appealing for anyone who's been considering getting in that industry, and it's great that you'll be there the whole way to help them and show them exactly what they need to do.
Absolutely. And what is really important to also recognize in this is that we are not looking for people who have a food background necessarily. If you look at my background, I'm a chemical engineer by training and education.
Wow.
And my MBA is in finance. So I spent 30 years in technology and manufacturing, but we have taken those good manufacturing practices and applied it to the food business. Really, anybody who's interested, and I would love to talk a little bit about what is the profile of a franchisee that we are seeking.
Yes, please do that.
Tell us about that.
You know, the most important attribute is that we are seeking like-minded individuals, and I can't emphasize that enough. We are looking for folks who are ready to embrace the model and will be focused on execution, because that's what it's all about. Because we are an emerging brand, we want them to be our brand ambassadors and be passionate about it and want to be a part of that brand-building initiative. You know, the experience we provide, if you walk into our restaurant in Westford, is that we are very engaged with the customers. So this model is all about customer engagement and providing a satisfying experience to everyone who walks through the door. And therefore, a passion for customer service is extremely important. A very strong commitment to quality and food safety. I can't emphasize that enough. Recent incidents in the industry have highlighted this aspect even further. And so it's really important to keep an eye on the ball with respect to quality and food safety. And lastly, like any other business, we want to make sure that you are properly capitalized. And from a financial standpoint, we ask for liquid assets of $75,000 and a net worth of $250,000. The end-to-end capital investment, which includes the franchise fee of $29,000 and 3 months of working capital, which can range anywhere from about $25,000 to $40,000, is estimated between $200K and $350K. That's your total investment, including everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what we're looking for. And again, I'll come back to that like-minded individual who will embrace the model and run with it.
I'm just thinking the fact that you come from Westford. Like, how cool is that? That the first one is going to be in Westford, and that, I mean, the potential for your company to grow. We've
been in Westford now for 20 plus years, and my wife teaches at the high school, has been for the last 15 years, so we are a very, very, very much part of that community, it really made a lot of sense for us, especially with our concept store, to be close to where we live.
Yep.
And therefore, there was an opportunity when Cornerstone Square was being built to actually take a space in that plaza.
And it amazes me that your lovely wife teaches. Are there enough hours in the day for you guys to do
You know, she obviously does have a full-time job.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is that because of her background in training and teaching, we have put together a very strong curriculum because we understand how people learn. Mm-hmm. And she in particular, you know, does that for a living. So our training program is designed to take that into account and make sure that every franchisee and their employees get trained properly.
That's great.
Now, can you tell us what your favorite dish is or what you'd recommend to someone who's maybe never tried Indian food before?
So there's several. I, of course, enjoy, and I'm sure it's a bit of a biased view, but I certainly enjoy my own food. And I can tell you, Emma, that I have at least one, if not both, my lunch and dinners over there. We have some delicious vegetarian chickpea and potato
Ooh, that sounds
dish
good. Sounds good.
That goes really well with our basmati rice. We have a chicken tikka masala, which is a very popular and well-known Indian dish that people recognize. And also, I'll just mention this very briefly, is we also have about half a dozen dishes that are driven by street food out of India. And so these are very snacky, savory dishes that you can either have as a side dish or an appetizer, or if you have enough of it, it's a meal. And this category of food, these dishes, is called chaat, C-H-A-A-T, and this is found in every street corner in India. And we've taken six very popular items and introduced them into our store.
That's
and
so interesting.
People really love it.
And I know we've had you on before, and we talked a little bit about the misconception that every Indian food is just loaded with curry. That's not the case.
That is absolutely right, Daniel. Thanks for bringing that up. One of the things we have tried to do over the last 3 years, and that's what I mean by that whole customer engagement, it's all about the education as well. Essentially, we do not even use curry powder. We actually start with individual spices and mix them up according to the proportions that we believe is right and comes out and makes that dish really flavorful. And, you know, unfortunately, a number of Indian restaurants make their dishes very, very spicy or very oily. And we have stayed away from that. And in fact, taken some of the traditional Indian recipes and made them even healthier by changing certain ingredients or changing certain processes. And that's where Rashmi's efforts come in. She is very passionate about it. and wants to make sure that every dish we put out is healthy, is flavorful, and people, you know, of differing palates can enjoy it.
And you can tell, I mean, you said you eat there once or twice a week, and you're...
A day.
I meant to say a day. I feel like a lot of people, if they worked in the restaurant industry and they ate at a restaurant once or twice a day, they would, you know, it would show on them, but it doesn't... You're in great shape, and it's, you know, because you're eating healthy food.
It is very healthy. Yes. And, you know, again, for Whole Foods, for example, we had to publish all the nutrition information.
Mm-hmm.
We are not required to as an independent business, but actually we will be doing that shortly as
great.
Well. Because we are proud of it. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to share that with our consumers.
So if folks want to learn more about becoming a franchisee or about the Rangoli Grill, how can they do so?
The best way is to contact me directly on the phone, and I can be reached at 978-996-6881 or via email at gulshan@rangoligrill.com, and I'll spell that. It's G-U-L-S-H-A-N. At Rangoli, R-A-N-G-O-L-I, grill.com. And they can also visit our website at rangoligrill.com and go to the franchising tab. We are really excited to be in the market with this offering, and also wanted to let your listeners know that we will be at the upcoming Franchise Expo.
Ooh.
On March 18th and 19th at the Shriners Auditorium in Wilmington, Mass. So
that's exciting.
Come see us there or come see us at the restaurant, and we look forward to working with you.
And if you are driving and don't have a pen handy, you can always contact the Chamber and we can refer you over to Gulshan as well. Thank you so much for joining us. This was really interesting.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Thank you again, Emma. And thank you to WCAP for having me. And I look forward to working with you.
And if people need last-minute holiday gifts, gift cards?
Yes. thank you for mentioning that. We do have a lot of people who are out shopping, and we are in a plaza, so there are some anchor stores people are shopping at. And they are certainly welcome to stop by and just pick up a gift card for their friends and family. Of any denomination, we load it up with the custom amounts that you're looking for.
Great. And if you have to grab dinner on the way home, you can always stop by the Rangoli Grill as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
We're going to take another quick break and we'll be back for the final segment. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.